It's Monday, November 21st, about noon, 2016, and I am on Pondale Road. I think it's Highway 18, westbound, heading to the Devil's Punch Bowl area for a hike. And I want to comment on my consciousness since, for the past week and a half, I get to start with the high point and then go to the low point. The high point was last Saturday. Not sure what the deal was, but I rested a lot. Worked on political postings at Zero Hedge and my own website, responding to emails from family. And I think I masturbated also. And so I was pretty tired. Maybe I went to bed at 8 o'clock at night on Saturday night. And what I did is I awoke at 2 a.m. I just didn't feel like sleeping. I knew it wasn't enough sleep, but that maybe I'd go to bed later or you know, go back to bed later. And so I worked on some writings from 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. It was pretty productive. Felt pretty good. And then I started feeling my mind, I felt my mind starting to shut down. You know, it's like I get a sense of irritation and decreased capacity to think. And it tells me, you know what, you need to rest because, you know, just sitting here looking at the computer is your state of mind is only going to become weaker. So I went to bed. And I was lying down. I felt light, peaceful, kind of strangely energized. And what happened was, I would say within a half hour of my lying down there, that I felt a shift in my consciousness. It was at the very least my heart area up to my head, but primarily involving my head, and it may have gone down as, you know, into my prostate gland. Now that whole endocrine line from your coccyx and testicles all the way up to your pineal and pituitary. But what I felt was an implosion of my consciousness centered more around my mind, but involving all of me, or at least my torso. And had I had, to say, faith that this process was to be trusted and that whatever yielding to this movement of energy, wherever it would take me, whatever it would result in, would be compatible with my various, you know, circumstances and environmental sensitivities, I would have done it. I would have gone with it. It's hard to, how can you describe this? It's really, literally, it's a feeling of falling. I let that car pass. It's a sensation almost of physical falling inward. You know, there is a sense of weight to it, and of actual dropping. But it's along a line, again, primarily centered around my head, but I think going down into my chest, there was just a feeling of like falling inward. And to be, and it's been over a week now, you know, I've just been too preoccupied. You know, I just didn't have the time or energy to reflect on this in any meaningful way. Any way that that could be shared with others, but it was again you picture people just falling backwards in through space to the source of the gravity, the gravitational pull, you know, like 100 feet up, dropping down to your bed or whatever that ground is, and this was identical, though not as intense, as the falling inward that occurred the evening of the descending force coming down, you know, plowing down through my chest. And the reason why I feel like I felt some other parts of me is just because other parts of me are open now. But I would imagine that this collapse inward of just who I am, of my perceptions, of my self-identity, was centered about the brain. You know, the brain is that organ, that part of my body, that locus of my limited self-consciousness that I do need to transcend. And I'd imagine then that more energy would then be flowing, more of a sense of my consciousness would be residing in and grounding in and communicating through and as the rest of my body, you know, these other nerve plexus, you know, the brachial, the solar, you know, that is your heart and your gut. And what was interesting, one of the interesting things about it is that I am not in a benign electromagnetic environment, either where I work, that's especially not the case, or where I live. There's probably five towers within a mile and a half, 2 miles. One of them is just, probably a half mile away. That's where I live, and that's supposed to be my retreat. But the place where I can feel safe. Obviously, it's not, and I'm not able to exercise much. I, you know, two or three days a week just does not cut it. I've gained weight. I'm up to 220 again. Not happy about that. And then emotionally, you know, at work, I've got issues with a couple staff members that are in my classroom. And these people don't, you know, they just have a very negative energy, negative orientation to their work and to the kids. And they reinforce each other. And, you know, we've had personnel come in a bit, but it's just, it's just brutal. But anyways, that's just to say that I am not well supported right now. Yet, this movement, this attempt on the part of a higher power consciousness is still seeking to move me along. And I thank God for that. Thank you. It just gave me hope that there will be more, there may be, or there is a likelihood that there will be additional opportunities in the future. Now let me get to, and that's good, and I hope to be in a more benign environment, both where I work and where I live, in the near future. I have been offered a job in another location that would be putting me closer to my 20-25 acres of land that I've got that I want to move on to. That's about 4 miles away from the nearest cell tower and near some pretty good hiking. And so that's, you know, I'm looking forward to that, or that opportunity. I have to be released from my current employer, and they'll only do that if they can find a qualified replacement for me, and that's not easy to do. All right, now the bad stuff. There's a lot of it. On Monday, I took the day off. And I drove 120 miles to my dentist. And they found a cavity. And so I got a lot of injections. I bet you probably 7 injections, because I kept on feeling the drilling.